Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, team. So things are a little crazy right now. I totally get it. I want you to download my app. Download it. You don't even have to buy a subscription. And just do the free daily 7-minute circuits. That's all I want you to focus on with regard to self-care, is just give me those 7 minutes every day. It costs you nothing. You don't need any equipment. You can do it any place, anytime. And if you want more, all of my DVDs are in the app. All my infomercial programs like Body Shred and Body Revolution, limitless customized workout programs, hundreds of recipes of all kinds are all in there. And we have slashed the price, $30. It's $69 for the entire year. And honestly, I would make it free, guys, but I have about 25 employees that I am not wanting to lay off. And I need them to run the business. So if you're interested, just go to the App Store, download it, do the free workouts. And if you want more, you just go to jillianmichaels.com/at home and you buy it for $69 and it's yours for the entire year. And the good news is that price will never change. It's your price for life as long as you want to keep the app. Okay, get moving.
So here we are from the, what room are you in? Coming to you live from...
I'm coming to you live from my second bedroom, which is sort of an office with a couch.
Yeah, I'm coming to you from my office. I've got Dr. Newberg, my 13-year-old dog here, and we are supposed to talk about taking control and adaptability. But it wasn't me. It was actually DeShanna, and grabbed a dog out of a shelter. So if you hear another dog barking, I know, I was like, babe, that tip wasn't for us. We have a dog.
Of course you did.
It wasn't me.
Describe him.
All right. He's a big dog. He's like part Dalmatian looking thing, part pointer. So nobody can agree on his name. So I just call him Dog. But he was a street dog, I kid you not, from Lebanon. And a poor thing is, like, emaciated. And so we are in the process of trying to fatten up this little guy. So there's a dog here. So if you hear another dog barking, it's this creature. We're doing our best over here. How you doing over there, Cindy?
Doing well.
Doing well. Cindy would like to talk about how adaptable we are in these circumstances. I don't feel very adaptable yet, Cindy. I have not adapted yet. Have you? I'm not adapting.
I'm adapting in a way, little things. Like, okay, so in the beginning when we would go out and then try to keep the shoes out of the house. So it was all awkward. It was very awkward putting on a mask, taking off a mask, not touching things. What do you touch? Now it's like, do-do-do-do-do, that goes there, this gets sprayed, and we're done. And that was sort of a shock to me.
It becomes part of a routine. I get it. I get ya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Cindy's been holding me back from my spiel on this one. And I'm gonna do the best I can. But like, here is what I am not adapting to. And this is systemic. This is just part of the human condition. It's everything's politicized, everything's right and left, everything is finger pointing, everything is blaming, and this guy did this, and this side did that, and they did this, and they screwed up that, and there's so much blaming. And the problem with blaming in life, whether you're right or you're wrong, is that all it does is leave you as a victim. So when you turn around and you blame everybody, then you are fundamentally disempowered. You're out of control. And yeah, there are things in our lives that are out of our control, but for the most part, there's a lot you can control. And I mean, every day there's another article about whose fault this is, whether it's political or it's racial or it's friggin', the Chinese did it. I get it. I'm not an expert in this. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't. All I know is that if I allowed myself to get freaked out every single time I thought somebody wasn't doing the right thing, I think you would go crazy, no?
Yes, I think you're right. And when you start to just blame everyone else for everything, that's not the point. The point is not what if, it's what is.
Right, exactly.
This is what we're dealing with, so let's deal with it.
Yes, you're exactly right. And this is the part where I kind of want to grab everybody, you know, by the shirt and just shake them, give them a quick smack like that movie Airplane in the 70s and be like, snap out of it. Like, okay, there's kids on the beach. I know. Should they be there? No. But are you really going to get like outraged and go crazy on your like, what a waste of your energy. Here's what you can do. You don't go to that beach. You practice your social distancing. You have good hygiene. You wear a mask. You can do these things. So, yes, is it inconsiderate? Yes. Is it tone deaf? Yes. Is it irresponsible? Sure. But at the end of the day, you cannot control it all. You can't.
Do you think these rants, because I see a lot of rants like that next door email group. Do you think that's sort of a defense mechanism?
I just think it's very historical, right? We seek companionship, camaraderie, community as a way to feel less lonely. But what we end up doing is we look into these relationships like a mirror. And we see all the things we don't like that are different than us. And that's on a Freudian, fundamental, like primal level, that is a threat to who you are, right? And it's like, you're different than me, you're different than me. And we, you know, this is part of human nature. This is where racism comes from. This is where all this stuff comes from. And yes, there are things that are arguably not correct. You know, it's like, hey, We're trying to, what is this, flatten the curve, and bad idea to have a beach rave. Like, I get it. I get it. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Like, I didn't go to the beach rave. I'm not hanging out with the people at the beach rave. I'm being responsible about my little family and, you know, keeping a very large amount of distance from myself and people. And, you know, limiting how often we go out and what for, you know what I mean? It's like mostly to pick up from restaurants or the supermarket or the grocery store or CVS if we need to. But that's what's in my control, right? I take care of my health. I am supplementing to boost my immunity. I am hydrating like crazy. I'm working out. I'm being very responsible so that if I get it, I'm like, all right, you know what? If I get this thing, I'm going to come at this with being 100% healthy and solid. That's what I'm doing to feel a sense of control instead of like, Trump is an idiot and China's an idiot. No, wait a minute. Italy's an idiot. No, you're an idiot. I see it constantly. Like I went to pick up sushi the other night. I rolled up in my car. There's a pickup guy down the street, like probably 25 yards away from the door of the restaurant. He's sitting outside on his car. He's not wearing a mask. He's away from everybody though. And a woman starts screaming at this guy from the door. And it's like, you need to wear a mask. Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, lady, don't walk over towards him. And I saw the guy had a mask around his neck. It just wasn't on his face. And I was thinking like, my God, like, calm down. If you're that scared,
isn't this,
you know, like, I don't know.
But scared, that was where I was going too. It's so much of it is fear, and it comes out as anger, because when we're afraid, I mean,
sure, 100%.
When we're afraid, if I'm afraid, I feel out of control. If I'm out of control, I'm either going to cry or scream or get angry. You know, different emotions come up, but it seems like this. It seems like we always come back to that serenity.
I was
prayer.
Just gonna say it's the serenity prayer. Like, give you right the peace of mind, the ability to like surrender what isn't in your control and have the courage to take control of what is, and what is it, the wisdom to know the difference. Like I've been writing all of these meditations for my app, and I've been working with all these different like meditation experts to try to understand it, right? I'm like, okay, explain to me like, what is this about? What is that about? What is the lesson here? And ultimately the surrender and the letting go is okay. It's the same message. There's shit you can't control. Yes, it's not fair. Yes, it might be wrong. But getting wrapped up in that is just like drinking poison, expecting the other person will die. It's not accomplishing anything. So instead of getting into the blame game and the anger game and the projection game and, you know, you were the bad mommy and you were the bad daddy and like this is historical for me, it serves no purpose. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Center yourself and refocus on what can you do, because that's all we have. Anyway, that's it. That's all I'm saying. So the next time you go to get caught up in it is just honestly take a pause, take a breath, understand this person is different from you. I read this great, actually, listen to this. I really like this. When I was doing some of my stuff for the meditations on the book, it was on like good and evil, right? Because we get so wrapped up in like, oh, this person is bad. This is a bad person. All right. So listen, because what we perceive as different than us, right, is also bad. So, all right. This is Khalil Gibran from The Prophet. Surely the fruit can't say to the root, be ripe like me and full of ever giving of your abundance, because to the fruit, giving is a need. But to the root, receiving is a need. And the point of that is that they're both different. They're different. So I get it. And what's different could be dangerous. And you're like, but. And okay, and what if you're right? I hear you. But it's also wrong to drink and drive. And we put those people in jail. Like, there are consequences. There are fines for not social distancing. There are rules to running businesses now. Like, we're getting it up and running. But the next time you see this, like, all you can do is take a pause, take a breath, and say, oh, well, I'm not going to walk past that guy without a mask. I'm not going to, maybe I won't pick up food anymore. Maybe I'll just do Instacart. Maybe I'll, like, you can control those things. Stop and take control of those things, and it will empower you. All that does is leave you disempowered, more afraid, more frustrated, and more confused. All right, who else out there is always on the quest for a great protein bar? I mean, in my perfect protein bar vision, tastes like a candy bar, but isn't loaded with sugar. It's a healthy snack that even my kids like. Well, team,
I found it. It's called Built Bar. They're creamy and chocolatey. So good. And they come in a lot of different flavors, so you never get tired of them. There's peanut butter, which is my fave, coconut, raspberry, and the list goes on and on. They're so good. Sometimes I have one for my dessert. And Built Bar has 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 6 grams of fiber. And it's a great way to get more protein in your diet. And it tastes amazing. Did I say that? Built Bar is offering my listeners 20% off your first purchase. Just go to builtbar.com, enter the promo code Jillian at checkout, and you will receive 20% off your first order. That's builtbar.com, and use the promo code Jillian, builtbar.com. Promo code Jillian, one taste, you'll be hooked. These days, probiotics are everywhere. They're in drinks, foods, even shampoos. It's a crazy market explosion with questionable results. And this is why Seed has entered the world to reclaim probiotics for science. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is a formulation of 24 clinically studied unique probiotic strains in one dose. Some strains have been studied to improve your gut health almost immediately, with digestion often improving in just 24 to 48 hours. And when I tried it, I was looking to support my digestion, but it goes far beyond that because there are other strains, and the Daily Symbiotic can actually have powerful effects across your entire body. And this is the evolution of probiotics. It's systematic health. Start your path to a healthy gut. Visit seed.com/Jillian or use the code Jillian for 15% off with your first month of the Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/Jillian or promo code Jillian for 15% off. Seed.com/Jillian.
Okay, we're back and we're gonna mix it up a little bit by reading our emails now instead of waiting till the end of the show.
I like it. Mix it up, Cinder Dogs.
Okay. Shannon says, I've been doing your hot body healthy mommy workouts, and when I do some of the exercises, like the wide row in a half squat and the crescent pose with reverse fly, I feel it in my neck when I lift the weights. Is there something wrong with my form?
Whenever we feel something in a place we shouldn't, it usually is either form-related or, honestly, you're just bringing tension to a different part of your body. So, for example, if you're doing a sit-up, yes, you're holding up your head, but a lot of times people will strain in their scalenes, the muscles in the front of their neck, and you want to try to help them relax their head into their fingertips a bit, because we don't need to work the neck. The neck's not invited to the abdominal party, right? So you kind of cue them of what to relax and how to change their form so they don't get that and they can focus on their abs. Well, with something like the exercises you're mentioning, first thing is you want to make sure your spine is straight. So no matter what the exercise is, whether it's a reverse plank or whether it's a sit-up or whether it's, you know, a crescent pose, your spine should be straight, and think of it as extending all the way to the crown of your head, even though your spine does not go into your skull, obviously. But how you're holding your head should also create a straight and neutral line and position. So if you're in a crescent pose, but you're collapsing the back of your head into your upper back, does that make sense? Or you're crunching and you're dropping your head and neck forward, you're going to feel a strain, you're going to feel a pull. So make sure that your spine is neutral and your head position is neutral. So your head's not falling all the way back. Like even when you're in a cobra position, right? Like let's say you're doing yoga and you go from down dog, chaturanga, up into an up dog position or a cobra position. A lot of times people let their head fall backwards. Your head shouldn't fall backwards. It should be up with your chin in a neutral position, right? So it could be form-related. Make sure your spine is straight, your gaze is neutral, and your head position is neutral. And then consciously, it's like when you sleep and you clench your jaw. That could be happening. You could be bringing tension. And a lot of times I have to cue people and say, look, the neck isn't invited to the party. Like, shake your head no side to side. So you're kind of, you know, your neck, your head, like the space between your ears, let everything go, chill it out, shake it no side to side to kind of release some of that tension and bring it back to a neutral position. So pay attention to your position, right, of your spine and your head, and then make sure that if you're noticing you're bringing tension by straining there, stop, relax, shake your head no side to side, get back into your form position and continue doing your repetitions.
Jacqueline has a question about caffeine. You've mentioned caffeine helps with fat burning and metabolism. Is there an alternative to caffeine which I can take that has the same health benefits or effects? She can't take caffeine.
No. No. But that's okay. You don't need it. You know what I mean? You absolutely don't need it. Caffeine is a performance enhancer. That's what it is. That's what it does. It allows you to run a little faster, lift a little bit more, do an extra rep, period. There's study after study after study behind it. It helps telescope your mental focus. It just does. It changes your shifts your biochemistry. I mean, it just does. With that said, right, too much of anything is too much. So it's about, like, people who get crazy with caffeine, like myself, know how to dose it, how much, how soon before the workout. Like, caffeine is just the right kind of caffeine and the right dose with the right time before your workout is going to be part of any good pre-workout. Just is. But here's what's so funny about the world today. In my time, it was called a fat burner. Now, fat burner is like the most evil thing in the world. But if you call it pre-workout, it's totally okay. oh my God. Okay, so that's fine. There are other things you can take, though, like beets help with, I don't want to get too technical, but it helps with your nitric oxide levels, which essentially allows you to extend something called the Krebs cycle, which, to make a very long story short, it boosts your endurance. By boosting your endurance, you get more reps, right? A little bit more, a little bit longer, a little bit faster. So that's a good alternative. It's not the same thing. And a lot of times pre-workouts have beets and caffeine mixed together for that reason. But you can get straight beet powder. We had a sponsor. I took it. It was like, yeah. It's called Cumin.
Beet Elite.
Beet Elite. That's actually, there you go. But there are plenty of good products out there that are beet-based that would make a good alternative. But if you're taking away caffeine, you're literally taking matcha away, like Gouda Cola, you know, green coffee, like all that stuff. So that's where I'm going to defer to something like beets for performance. And you could get into recovery, things like electrolytes and branched-chain aminos, but it's not the same thing. So caffeine is a performance enhancer. Things like electrolytes, it's for hydration. If you get dehydrated, it helps you, you know, it helps your performance, but it just doesn't, it's not the same, but it helps. So, you know, stay hydrated. A little electro mix can help with endurance sports. You know, when you're recovering, branched chain aminos help to speed recovery, but that's not going to do the same thing as caffeine. Does that make sense? So there's a lot of stuff you take for fitness, but caffeine is very specific. And the closest I can think we get with something that has no caffeine to help enhance performance, that's legal and safe, obviously, would be beets, nitric oxide.
Kayla says that before COVID-19 hit, she was constantly going to the gym at least 5 days a week, lifted multiple muscle groups per day. And now she's adjusting to working at home. So if I continue to lift the same muscle groups with body weight and some weighted exercises, will I keep muscle tone and mass? Or since I'm not lifting as heavy, will I lose muscle mass?
Okay, so basically the question is she's using body weight instead of heavy weights, right? And will she lose muscle mass? So there are a lot of studies out there that show us at the end of the day, the key is to stress the muscle, right? You want to stress the muscle and eat. So if we're stressing the muscle and you're eating enough calories, you're not going to lose muscle mass. You're not going to. Now, there are a million bodybuilders, and I want you to think of, and I've said this a lot, think of trainers just like you would a doctor or a lawyer, right? I believe that those of us who are really good at what we do are subspecialized. So my thing is I am weight loss, right? Weight loss and functional fitness. I'm not a bodybuilding expert. I've never wanted to build my body. I know a little bit about it. If you turned around and said to me, okay, Jill, what supplements do I take, you know, to build my body? I'd be like, well, you need a lot of food. and we need to progressively overload the muscles, and we need, like, you know, recovery stuff. I mean, like, I know the basics. Like, I took 101 in college, if that makes sense. But there are guys that this is their life. Just like weight loss is my life. Like, I know how to get fat off people's bodies. The packing on muscle mass, I'm not an expert in. With that said, I've had many different conversations with many different guys that are. And what I have taken away from it, and mind you, they all have different positions, theories, opinions, and I'm sure there is an answer. I just never really took the time to build 20 pounds of muscle on someone to say, oh, I tried all 25 of these theories and... And these three worked. What I can tell you is the science is there for this concept. You're stressing the muscle. Okay. When we stress the muscle with fitness, we injure it. Period. So if we're injuring the muscle, it has to rebuild and repair. It rebuilds and repairs with energy and nutrients, right? That's food. So if you're giving your body enough food and enough of the right nutrients, and you're creating the right amount of stress, you're not going to lose mass. You're just not. I don't even see how that would be possible from a scientific perspective. Now, I'm sure there are arguments from bodybuilders saying, well, here's why we need these crazy, crazy, heavy, crazy weights. And, you know, this is how we're overloading the muscle in a certain way, and it's going to be the most effective at stressing this. And I would say, like, okay, great. You know, I would love to learn it. Maybe we should get a bodybuilder on the show. But for the intents and purposes of this conversation, I'm going to say, if you're stressing the muscle consistently and you're eating enough food to support those workouts and the recovery from those workouts, you won't lose mass. I can't say how quick, if you'd get bigger more quickly or at the same pace than heavy, heavy lifting, probably not. But I don't fully understand the science behind it. I'm going to see if I can get a bodybuilder on the show, actually, because I'd love to really hear them, like, explain exactly why it has to be stressed a certain way. I would understand if we were trying to build strength or power, right? Then I'd be like, oh, well, of course. We're training the muscle with power, so the body is adapting, you know, certain muscle fibers to have more power, which is a speed and strength combination. I would understand if we were trying to adapt the body to be more flexible or more agile, that we would train a certain way. But when it comes to getting bigger or smaller, I stress the muscle, eat the food. That is the simple science of it. So I would, and I have heard that from different individuals in that space, but I would love to hear why you've got to be lifting 400, crazy amounts of weight to get big. I'd be very curious, actually. I bet you it's something like, well, if we lift a certain way, it's going to release more of these hormones. I would bet you it's something like that. You know, if we do super heavy for less reps and, you know, more recovery, we're burning less calories, which is what they want to do. They want to burn a ton of calories. So there's that, right? They don't want to do 100 reps. They don't want to burn that many calories. So they're going to want efficiency. So there's that component. But I also wonder if it's like, well, we do 100 reps, it's shifting the biochemistry in such a way, whereas if we do 6 reps with really heavy weight, it's releasing more androgenic hormones. Like, I'm sure there's a reason, but at the end of the day, even if you're doing 100 reps and you've burned a ton more calories, you just eat more calories. That would be the science. So, I'm going to get an expert in to help us out with it.
I think that'll do it for emails today.
Fine.
If you're looking for the perfect drink for your next virtual happy hour, you got to try Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Not only do I love it because it's crazy smooth and tastes amazing any way you drink it, but Screwball has actually mounted a Screw COVID-19 campaign, donating $450,000 to bartender and restaurant employee organizations. Plus, they've prepared over 1,000 care packages for people in need in the San Diego area, and they're donating hand sanitizer to those on the front lines. Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. At 70 proof, Screwball peanut butter whiskey is the perfect shot or the perfect addition to your favorite cocktail. Pick it up at your local store or get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info. Enjoy responsibly. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Marcos, California. Whiskey with natural flavors and caramel color, 35% alcohol by volume.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, guys, we are back and we have a special guest, a gentleman by the name of Brad Lamb, and he wrote a book that could not be more timely called Quit Vaping, and it is a 4-week plan to help you stop smoking e-cigarettes. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jillian, it's so good to be here this morning.
Thank you so much for just, obviously, I'm sure you guys have figured out that Brad has taken the time to speak to us from his home. And I cannot think, I gotta be honest, Brad, of a more significant time to have this conversation. And I say that because obviously smoking kills people. Vaping, from what I know of it, is even far more addictive and dangerous. And not to be a monster and fear monger, but we are seeing that people who smoke are far more vulnerable to diseases like COVID. So if this doesn't scare you straight, I don't know what will. And I have people in my life that I love that quit smoking and started vaping thinking it was better for them. And now they're like, oh my God, it's 10 times harder. So Brad, tell us first a little bit about yourself and what you do. And then we can kind of jump into this.
Yeah.
Holy cow, this huge struggle for people. So please go ahead.
Well, I've been a student of change for years. I found myself 35-year-old news anchor in Washington, D.C. I had my dream job, and I was also a 2-pack-a-day smoker, bulimic, and I was a meth addict. And the meth part, nobody knew about. The bulimic, only a couple people knew about. But, of course, nicotine, you know, I smoked 2 packs a day, and it was really everything got to be a struggle for me. So when I got better 17 years ago, I really became a student of how to help other people change. And that's been my path since then. So, you know, it was curious. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was seeing people that I love and, of course, people in recovery who smoke more. It's a much higher average than the national average. People that are nicotine addicted that are in AA or NA or in personal recovery from drugs and alcohol. I saw, you know, these clouds of smoke, right? The vape clouds. And I thought, well, wow, it was, you know, certainly being marketed as the safe way to stop. And I love my lungs, right? And so I knew firsthand because I quit smoking I smoked for 20 years, Jillian. I can't even believe it. You know, how did I do that, right? But it was because I was addicted. And so,
of course.
As I learned about vaping, I started investigating and I learned that it was being marketed by the same folks that marketed nicotine cigarettes 50 years ago. And so I learned that vaping was really an excellent way to deliver nicotine. No doubt. I have no argument. It is 3 times better, faster, easier to use than a cigarette. And you know what? You don't even have to light a match, right? So it's so easy.
Right.
But it's actually more addictive than traditional cigarettes. So I started talking to my friends that were vaping, and the more I learned about it, I started talking to pulmonologists, particularly at Salt Lake Children's Hospital, where they have a cystic fibrosis unit and treat a lot of young people with really grave lung injuries because of they have cystic fibrosis. And I was comparing this correlation between early lung illness or injury, right, of vapors, and what doctors at Salt Lake Children's were saying. You know, it's this. There's the scans and the X-rays look like our cystic fibrosis patients, and even though those patients weren't developing, cancer at that point, I was hearing a lot of hacking, and at the same time, you know, the headlines continued, safer than smoking, the answer yes. for all you smokers out there, and yep. then I learned that they were, you know, really targeting teenagers that had never smoked before. So their idea that they were pitching that we're safer than cigarettes and we're here to save you was really bullshit. And they were targeting our kids. Just all added up that the book needed to find the light of day. And then, you know, gosh, COVID hit. And what's one thing that you want to walk into this epidemic, this pandemic, is a good pair of lungs.
Now let's say, okay, so Brad, here's our issue, right? They go, yep, I'm in. I want to quit. Yeah. But they can't.
So here's the yummy part of it.
What the hell do you do?
Because I'm an evidence-based guy. I'm not just use your willpower, fall into a recovery program, you know, white knuckle it. I'm really a science guy. And when I got better, I thought I want to do whatever I can to increase my odds of staying stopped and living. And so I'm really this student that says, look, how can we take the best science that we know and apply it to change? And so the book is a very easy 28-day program. It's hard, but it's easy. And here's how it works, Jillian. You don't actually stop until day 7. And when you stop vaping, right, yeah. I introduce medical nicotine. And I'm a big fan of the nasal spray, which most people don't know about nicotine nose spray, but it's really great. That with the lozenge, I'm a huge fan of. So you treat it like a real addiction, because most people think it's a white knuckle self-will thing. And it really is the thing that addicts more people on the entire planet is what's hooking you. If you vape, you are in good company. More people on the planet than any other addiction have the same struggle. And so we do a real medical detox, and we treat it like it's really an addiction. That's how it works. You don't have to quit on day 1. You have a whole week to get ready for it, and you put pen to paper, and you do some work to get there. But I've helped a lot of people quit already, and I know that if the reader gives it an open heart and a willingness to try it with me, it is likely they will stop. And get this, if you detox a nicotine addiction, you're 7 times more likely to stop. And if you use NRT, which is medical nicotine, you're 2 times more likely to stop. And so it's combining the science behind it, but also the behavioral change tools that we know help people change their lives.
Okay, so Brad, you have quit every impossibly difficult substance that could exist, right? You meth, cigarettes, and now vaping.
But I also drank like a fish. So truth is, I like to change how I feel. And that's what I got used to. That's what I got used to, is using external things to change how I feel, to make me feel better. Right, to soothe out the rough lines. I mean, gosh, in this moment, everybody can relate to rough lines. Who expected this moment 6 weeks ago?
Not ever, not in any imaginary universe could I have even conceived of it. And that's really what I'm wondering is, like, when things are this stressful, you know, you've kicked it all. Do you think people can kick right now? Do you think they're more motivated?
My God. Absolutely. Even though it seems nuts. Even though it sounds bananas that you could stop in this incredibly stressful epidemic, this pandemic moment, it's actually an amazing way to fall into a meditative self-care state that is, you know, very active. Like, I think a question on all of our minds right now is, how in the world, in this moment where I'm shut in, can I take better care of myself, right? And
yeah, exactly.
We're going to see a lot of drugs. We're going to see a lot of alcohol. We're going to see a lot of suicide during this time because it is so goddamn scary. And so I promise that if your person is open to the possibility of self-soothing differently, that this moment could be transformative for you.
And that's what I've been trying to tell people, right? It's like, okay, take control of what you can take control of, bring a meaning to this moment. And if in fact you have a harmful addiction of one kind or another, take this opportunity to kick it. And those of you who are smoking, those of you who are vaping, I cannot think of a bigger wake-up call than this moment. And this book is truly fantastic. I actually gave it to another friend of mine who is on day five and is like, has read through the whole book, but is on day five and has said that it's life-changing so far, just the way you're approaching it for him. And I want all of you who are struggling with this to be proactive in this moment or have a loved one, a family member, a friend, get them off of this poison now. The book is called Quit Vaping, and it is a four-week plan to stop smoking e-cigarettes. And it is available everywhere, right, Brad?
Yeah, and if you love my speaking voice, Jillian,
I do.
Which you do. I also read the audiobook.
And Brad, do you have a website as well that people can go to?
Sure. You can go to bradlamm.com, B-R-A-D-L-A-M-M. Yeah.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Two M's. you're amazing. Thank you so much. Love the book.
Thanks, man.
And I'm so excited to see it start working on some of the people that I love. So thank you again.
Best to you. I appreciate what you do to help people change their lives too.
Right back at you. And everyone, stay safe. Brad, stay safe.